a small but growing number of overseas Americans are taking the weighty step of renouncing their citizenship. Frustrations over tax and banking questions, not political considerations, appear to be the main drivers of the surge. Records show that 502 expatriates gave up their U.S. citizenship or permanent residency status in the last quarter of 2009. This is a tiny portion of the 5.2 million Americans estimated by the State Department to be living abroad. Still, 502 was the largest quarterly figure in years, more than twice the total for all of 2008, and it looms larger, given how agonizing the decision can be. American expats have long complained that the United States is the only industrialized country to tax citizens on income earned abroad, even when they are taxed in their country of residence. Stringent new banking regulations, aimed both at curbing tax evasion and, under the Patriot Act, preventing money from flowing to terrorist groups, have inadvertently made it harder for some expats to keep bank accounts. Some U.S.-based banks have closed expats' accounts because of difficulty in certifying that the holders still maintain U.S. addresses, as required by a Patriot Act provision. I did not know that the Patriot Act placed me in the same category as terrorists, arms dealers, and money launderers, said one Swiss-based business executive who weighed the decision for 10 years. The notion of double taxation and of future tax obligations for her children, who will receive few U.S. services, finally pushed her to renounce. The U.S. is still a great country, she said, but having lived in Switzerland 20 years and having had to pay and file while seeing other countries' nationals not having to do that, I just think it's grossly unfair.